Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is from Gary Mackin, an Oro Medont resident who is affiliated with the Simcoe County Greenbelt Coalition regarding an application by Sargent Company Limited to take water for its pit operations. Not sure about you, but one drive by the Ministry of Environment and it is a far cry from the hustling center of activity it once was. You would think it's out of business, rather than protecting Ontarians from the excesses of corporate pillage and plunder. And most especially on matters relating to the preservation of our sources of high-quality water, such as is at the top of the Oro Moraine. Canadians do, after all, take their water very seriously. Personally, I don't hold a great deal of confidence that they will have any say on the matter given our Premier and his penchant to construct massive highways nobody wanted, such as the Bradford Bypass. This $4 billion extravaganza, alone, will demand a never-ending stream of gravel trucks from our local quarries which was also strongly opposed, precisely because our concern about its impact on our water quality and supply. No matter, Sargent has just submitted a recent proposal to take massive amounts of water to wash all the aggregate extracted out of the quarry pits. This is of chief concern since its location in Oro Medont is at the top of the Oro Moraine which feeds three major watersheds, including parts of Lake Simcoe and Georgian Bay. It's as though they went out of their way to pick the worst possible location for the environment. Specifically, Sargent is asking for a permit which will take 454 liters of prime water per minute, 24 hours a day, which equates to a volume of 654,624 liters per day, 200 days a year for 10 years. And as if this wasn't bad enough, they are applying for a Category 3 designation which states, water takings are anticipated to have the highest potential for causing unacceptable impact and interference. Bear in mind, this last quote is their own and not mine. Best to think of moraines as giant water filters that remove all impurities so that by the time the water gets down to the water table it is clean and pure for drinking purposes. Hence, taking large amounts of gravel was bad enough, akin to removing the water filter. But now, what they want to do is to take all the impurities the moraine normally would have removed and make a lake out of them. Now, will Simcoe County or Oro Medont Council speak out on this issue? And if they do, will it even matter? Or to be more cynical, is this why there has been talk about ridding our region of municipalities and possibly even the county itself? So that the Ford government can do what it wants, when it wants, to whom it wants, whenever it wants. This being a textbook case of the abuse of provincial power. Bottom line, the very last thing Oro Medont and surrounding regions need is the approval of this self-admitted mass-scale water-taking, along with the highways that the gravel is being shipped to build. As an alternative, might I be so bold as to suggest that a far more appealing option would be for the Ford government to pony up and construct a new hospital in Orillia, which is something that is sorely needed. Gary Mackin, Oro Medont Township.